Fun Day with Dr. Brian Arnold. Brian, let's talk a little bit about some of the things going on with fertility issues here in 2014. We've gone through a very difficult winter crop season, winter canola and winter wheat, half a crop or so in both cases, and it's the impact of weather, the lack of moisture, the freeze in April, all these things. But there's also that component of fertility. What lessons have we learned? What have you seen as we've come to harvest season with this crop?
So for the big part of what we've seen with this crop going to harvest is that there has not been a big use of the nutrients put in the ground. The pre-plant had some response cross locations. Much of the top dress never made it into the crop, much less maybe made it into the soil. So a big part of what we're going to look at going forward is we have some locations where we have a range of top dress methods that we know did not get into the crop. So we'll go cut that wheat and immediately sample, and we'll post some results on, let's say we spread urea versus UAN. How much is left in both those situations? And maybe use that as a guide going forward. What I look at the current crops and crops coming forward is our summer crop in ground. We're going to have one or two scenarios. If that summer crop is on a failed piece of wheat ground or failed canola ground, we're likely doing well on our nutrients, and going forward we're okay. However, if you're coming into summer crop after summer crop, or you aren't falling failed, with this current moisture, there's a lot of guys starting to see deficiencies. So get out there and scout. This moisture is pushing growth. It's pushing nutrients throughout the profile, and we're starting to see some deficiencies develop. So my biggest recommendation is get out there in your fields, start scouting, and try to get on top of it. With the weather we have very good yield potential sitting in the field on these summer crops. Going forward to the next winter crop, prepping for September and October planting season, highly recommend getting soil samples in the next month or so, or soon after harvest. Get a concept of what's out there in your soil. We very well may be going in with a high residual into the next crop, which means, make sure you've got something in the soil. We may pull back a little bit on our pre-plant, but be ready to top dress if we have that right environment. But in some situations, we'll be sitting with a healthy residual. So one way to look at it is look at what you put down as far as fertilizer, both pre-plant and top dress, and look at what grain and forage you might have removed, and subtract that from the equation. And you could use a part of that as your residual if you don't have a soil test.
When it comes to some of the nutrients we've got in the soil right now, is there an economic case that can be made for some of these stabilizers and other things that'll maybe hold some nutrients in the profile, despite the variability on moisture?
So as we look at stabilizers, there are several different levels of stabilizers. If you just want to focus on nitrogen, you have primarily two forms. You have the urease inhibitor, which is what keeps urea from turning to ammonium. Urease is an enzyme, and it basically stops that enzyme, and it stops urea from going to ammonium. You want that if you are applying urea or urea-based nitrogen on the soil surface on residue where it can sit there for an extended period of time. If you incorporate a urea-based nitrogen, or if you have rainfall within 2 or 3 days, there's no benefit whatsoever from the urease inhibitor. If it doesn't rain for 25 days, you're past that window. Most of these only have a 7 to 8 day half-life, so we're looking at 2 week lifespan. On the other side, you have the nitrification inhibitors, which are commonly used in the Corn Belt with anhydrous. It keeps ammonium, that NH form, in the NH4 form, keeps it going from nitrate. That's important because ammonium is positive and it holds onto the soil and it doesn't move. Nitrate is negative, repels from the soil, and moves with the soil moisture through the profile. In the north, in the Corn Belt, where they have significant rain and tile drainage, it is essential to keep nitrogen in ammonium form. So it's predominantly used with anhydrous ammonia to keep it from leaching the nitrate down that tile drainage. Nitrification inhibitors in Oklahoma aren't nearly as beneficial as they are up north. Why? We don't have significant amount of water leaching out of the root zone. We will have side slope leaching. We'll have movement down side slope. But you have to look, how much rain are we getting? If it stops raining right now, how much water actually moved out of that profile? And we have to have it moved out of that profile. Now, I have a link on my website, npk.okstate.edu, where I have gone back into the literature and looked at every journal publication that has reviewed all these products. Instead of taking my word for what product works and what doesn't, I have it on there. I say when it was done, what crop is performed on, where, who, why, and whether it had a positive yield response or a neutral yield response, and then what journal. So you can go on that website. It's on the right-hand browser, and click on nutrient product peer review and make decisions for yourself on which products were working in the scenarios that you'd be applicable to you.